Kramer Enterprises Incorporated started up in 2003 in Evergreen, east of Kalispell. President and CEO Terry Kramer says his company handles commercial, heavy industrial projects mainly, as well as large residential or multi-use projects. Kramer says they do have some projects in the Flathead, a $1 million restaurant, and a $100,000 office remodel. But compare that to a multi-year commercial project in North Dakota that will tally more than $20 million.
We actually kind of would like to not have to work over there, but it's almost too hard to turn down.
Some of the things Kramer's company has built over in Dickinson, North Dakota, include office buildings, office remodels, a restaurant, and protective hail shelters, like industrial carports to protect fleets of work truck from North Dakota's wind and weather.
So we have kind of two clients over there, developers we work for and oil companies. And we're kind of staying picky that way. We know our market. We know who our clients are. And because each one of them has a different process administratively. And so our staff in our office, we're pretty efficient with a small staff, doesn't have to learn 10 different processes because it's pretty unique.
Kramer says he has 10 employees, including office staff.
Just in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we hired 4 new employees. And that's just, most of that was field employees.
Field employees include project superintendents who oversee on-site work and subcontractors, as well as carpenters. Kramer will subcontract for electrical, plumbing, roofing, heavy site work, and paving. He says they can have as many as 30 subcontractors working for them on a project.
Some of our subcontractors that were working here in that 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 are now gone completely, and we're using them because their offices are now in North Dakota. And there's the guys that we've known for years, and actually one of the concrete companies we work over there, his volume, he went from a decent-sized contractor here to a multi-million-dollar a year concrete company in North Dakota. He's not coming back until he retires.
Kramer says during the lean years, they cut field staff positions, but not office staff. Prior to the recession, Kramer's company worked along the Western Corridor from the Flathead south to Hamilton. He says they've had to make several changes because of the job sites now being a 10-hour drive away. Kramer Enterprises bought a house in Dickinson for employees to stay at while working out of town. They buy many materials locally and ship them over to North Dakota. And coordinating these logistics plus any issues or changes on the construction site has led to a big investment in new technology to streamline and integrate paperwork, as well as keep connected.
Without technology right now, the increase in technology, it would be very difficult for us to have a good handle on our projects. We happen to use iPads and iPhones because we can FaceTime with the guys. If they have an issue, they just call us on FaceTime. They physically walk us through and show us what is going on, and it's almost like us being in the field with them.
Kramer says his company's lowest volume was in 2012. 2013, he says things turned around, but that was because nearly three-quarters of the work they were doing was out of his North Dakota office.
In the construction industry, we all expect it to be cyclical. Just the downturn was a little bit worse than what I think a lot of people expected. We always tell our employees, our carpenters and that, I mean, you're going to North Dakota, making a lot of money over there, put it away. We don't know what next spring's going to bring. We don't know what this winter's going to bring.
Kramer says ultimately they'd like to be back working the Western Corridor, and more jobs are picking up along their old stomping grounds. He says it would take 2 years of steady work in the West for that shift back home to happen. Katrin Frey reporting from the Flathead.